Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Datchell with Professor Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Her new book, Iran is More Than Persia. Ethnic politics in Iran, soccer, football, the World Cup. A young man named Nasser Azadani spoke out in favor of the protest for women's rights in his home country while he was participating in the World Cup. We're told now that he is detained and possibly will be condemned to death for his enmity with God. I think that's the accusation they make. That's the English translation of the crime. We already know that young people have been executed brutally by the regime for enmity with God in these round protests. But soccer, football. Brenda, what is the tractor soccer team and who are the tractor fans?
Right. So ethnic politics really plays out in the soccer field in Iran. I mean, it's actually pretty logical because it's, you know, the soccer stadium is a place where 30,000 people can come together without a permit, you know, without any sort of planning, without sending out invitations. So for years, soccer stadium of Tractor, for years, their name was Tractor Tabriz, the name of the team. Tabriz is the largest Azerbaijani populated city in Iran. They changed their name to Tractor Azerbaijan, which I think is significant that they, you know, they don't, it's not just the name of a city, but a land. And for at least 15 years, the soccer stadium's been a real arena of ethnic protests, ethnic politics in Iran, and chanting and calling, you know, to bring in, allow women into the stadium, but all done in the case of Tractor in the Azerbaijani language, Azerbaijani flags, burning of Armenian flags. I mean, it's really an arena of ethnic politics. Arab teams too, and in fact, when the Arab teams come to Tabriz, they're welcomed as, you know, sort of co-brothers. When the Persian teams come, they're tend to be booed more by the publics. And so, you know, so you see this ethnic politics play out on the soccer pitch.
And that is not suppressed by the regime. You make a note at one time that cynically, I believe the man in charge of security is Tabriz, bragged about how they built a stadium outside the city. Did I read that correctly, that they built the stadium to make it impossible for people to hear the shouting against the regime?
Right. And he said, let those animals shout all they want outside the city. And by the time they come back, they'll have calmed down. So I think up until 2017, this was kind of tolerated. This sort of ethnic expressions in the soccer stadium was sort of tolerated as, okay, let them, you know, release some steam. But when it started to actually call for complete anti-regime statements, I remember in December 2019, I was watching online a Tractor game. And when the crowd started yelling death to Khamenei, the TV broadcast stopped, literally stopped and moved to Tehran. So I think now when it's going beyond just, you know, asking for school rights or for women to be able to join the soccer stadium, but actually they're calling for the end of the regime. I think that this is being suppressed. And we're seeing all these arrests of soccer players, sportsmen, sportswomen, you know, that refuse to wear hijab or photograph themselves without hijab. I mean, definitely that sport elite of Iran is coming out in favor of the anti-regime protests.
It is good to have your book, Iran is More Than Persia, because the way I read it is that it's a primer for the protests we see now. So I want to use that fact to ask you to observe what we're witnessing. And if I understand correctly, the opposition to the regime for 40 years since the revolution has been for reform, that the Ayatollahs are overbearing, that there's a state within a state, the IRGC, that takes everything for itself and shares nothing with the population, that there's an indifference to our schooling, our hospitals, our education facilities. We've talked about the birth certificates. That's been for 40 years, but no more. If I understand correctly, the protests now are for regime change. In other words, Ayatollah, learn how to swim and get out. Is that correct, Brenda?
Yes, I think it's definitely, there's wide range support for, you know, not change in a policy or change in a person, but, you know, complete collapse of the regime. Again, I think we're somewhat in the, you know, the late Soviet moment where there's, you know, there's no, they might come up as a way to try to save themselves with some kind of IRGC, you know, military base that turns more nationalist, you know, and tries to embrace, you know, they say, okay, we'll get rid of the morality police and the sort of the religious taint of the regime, but the same core, and this could attract many of the Persian nationalists. And that's why I think this ethnic question is more acute, you know, or will be very acute in the future, because that kind of combination of sort of the strongman element of the regime without the mullahs together with Persian nationalists might be attractive for a big part of this opposition. But of course, this would further alienate the, you know, the ethnic minorities. I think that, you know, the book opens with Kazakhstan in 1986, when the first, what in retrospect we would know is sort of the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union, the first major.
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Anti-Soviet demonstration started in Kazakhstan, and just like then, people underestimated, you know, how much independence Kazakhstan wanted. I think they underestimate the ethnic element in Iran, and it will become more and more important in coming months.
Iran is more than Persia. Ethnic politics in Iran. New book by Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.